I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Earlier this afternoon at 3 o'clock, a horn sounded in a forested area of Franklin, southwest of Milwaukee. Scientists have begun a 24-hour search for every type of plant, insect, and animal they can find at Ware Nature Center. It's called a BioBlitz. All it takes is meeting a few of its organizers, and it's clear the importance of preserving the natural in our world and inspiring the next generation to pick up the cause run deep in the event. 2 days before the horn sounded, Julia Colby sat under a tent outside Ware Nature Center, busily tapping on her laptop keyboard.
Yeah, so we had two birders this morning, I was just actually transcribing their lists when you came up.
Colby is coordinating the BioBlitz. Her full-time job is zoology collections manager at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Most of the 70 scientists would be arriving with their microscopes, nets, and traps Friday afternoon. Colby says a few opted to contribute their expertise, but skipped the togetherness part.
Some folks were, you know, wanted to survey, but were not comfortable with the whole group. We have two botanists out right now.
The museum staged its first BioBlitz in 2015 at Schlitz Audubon Nature Center in Bayside.
The museum's mission is to educate and engage and inspire people about the natural world. And so, obviously, this is a natural extension of that.
Each year since, they moved their tents and clipboards to another natural area, 1 year to Madison, another to Waukesha County. Last year, Colby says Ware Nature Center was scheduled to be blitzed, along with adjacent Whitnall Park, minus its botanical gardens, and the Root River Parkway, to cover, Colby says, approximately 1,000 acres total. The pandemic dashed the 2020 plan, and as this June 2021 weekend approached, Colby says,
we were unsure that that would happen this year.
But when they got the green light, people like Emily Burmeister with Milwaukee County Parks were ready to pitch in and make it happen.
We are putting a display together to promote our community science programs.
The BioBlitz will survey a smidge of the county's 10,000 natural acres that Burmeister and a small team steward. But the information scientists uncover in 24 hours can help her team fine-tune habitat restoration efforts, and could, Burmeister hopes, inspire more volunteers to roll up their sleeves and help with ongoing monitoring she coordinates.
Wetland monitoring, bumblebee monitoring.
While Burmeister focuses on volunteer recruitment, her summer interns will be out assisting scientists in the field.
Young conservationists on our staff could not be more excited to help gather data and meet different researchers from all over the state. And again, that data as land managers for Milwaukee County is going to help us for a very long time.
While scientists and eager interns are mucking around for elusive species, visitors can jump into educational activities. It's not the chocked full of hands-on options Ware Nature Center naturalist Brooke Gilley had in mind.
We wanted to have activities that correlate with what the surveyors or scientists are doing out in the field with the kids' activities to say, hey, you could be the next ornithologist, a scientist that studies birds, or an entomologist, the study of insects.
There will be fewer activities and fewer people per activity, but Gilley is no less excited.
We are offering a bat night, and we also have a bumblebee hike, kind of getting to know your native bees or your native bumblebees. And we also have a kids bird watching station.
It's no secret, Gilley's personal 24-hour BioBlitz goal is to inspire kids. She knows and wants to share the feeling of being inspired by nature. Gilley started volunteering at Ware Nature Center when she was 11 years old.
And then I was 13 years old when I started playing the great horned owl here during our Halloween Haunts program, sitting up in a tree stand and hooting and doing a little spiel. Yeah.
Years later, after jobs in Minnesota and Kentucky and earning a master's degree, she returned as a Ware staff member. Oh yeah, Gilley's pretty excited about the BioBlitz. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.